Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be. This ministry is about helping people, helping God's people. This ministry is a jail ministry, is a street ministry, is a juvenile ministry, and we...
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Good morning, Frank. You're coming on the air. It's about
37.
Yeah, I'm here. I got some music coming through.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 to 9.
Good evening, everyone. It seems like we're experiencing some technical difficulties. Just bear with us, please.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk.
Well, praise the Lord, God, to bless each one of you. Thank you so much for dialing in and connecting with us. This is a Kingdom Call. I am Elder Jordan. And it looks as though we're having some technical difficulties right now. I'm doing a test to see if you all can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we do have some listeners in. All right. Well, to God be the glory. I am not sure what is going on with our some of our music, but we will move forward in our broadcast. And it looks as though we do have some more listeners coming on, and we're bringing you on live. Are you there, listener?
Yes, ma'am.
0410 and 6526. You're live on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Caller? Or maybe shall I say listener? All right.
Yes, good evening. I hear you, Elder. God bless you. I'm just kicking back and ready to join this program. God be the
Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you, sir. We were experiencing some problems with our music, so I'm not sure what has happened, but we are going on in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we do want to welcome all of our listeners. We thank you so much for taking time out of your schedules to be a part of this awesome Kingdom Call. Amen, and we are excited with what God is doing with us through the airwaves. Amen, it is a privilege to be able.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Good morning, Frank. You're coming on the air. About
the word especially for you.
Yeah, I'm here. I got some music coming through.
Just read your Bible.
I can
feel. Not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're gonna reap now. Say, uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Well, hello. Welcome to our weekly internet broadcast. I am your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to challenge you, and to encourage you to be all that you can be in our Lord Jesus Christ. We're excited this morning. We have a great guest on the line. He's going to come on there shortly. But we would like to just say hello to our church and our church family, Pastor Michael Morgan and his lovely wife, Sister Yolanda Morgan. Good morning, church family. And also to our church that we do our training class. We do a weekly computer training class for our young men ages 12 through 19. And that's hosted at the First Free Will Baptist Church. It's over in the Duncanville area.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Blog Street Talk. I ask that you all do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all put your phones on mute so that we will not hear the background noises. Hello. On tonight, I'm going to have an open discussion. I don't have any callers at the moment. I would like to just share with you all that on Street Talk is each one teach one. And I want to let you all know that every Friday night we're on live by contacting 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Well, I have one caller. I have one person that's with me right now. We talk about different things. He's not like my best friend. We talk about all kind of things, about life issues, and things that's going on in the world on today. We talk about life issues and what's going on in the real world. And on a day-to-day basis, we all understand that, like, we have challenges. We have different things that we go through as people. On today, I guess I feel free enough to say that I want to thank God for everything that he's done in my life and all the people that he let me meet and come into contact with. I have a situation to where I've met several different people in my life, and I feel like God brings you into contact with different people for different reasons. And we don't know the reasons until we come into contact with the people. And with that being said, everybody meets everybody for a different reason, and you never know your reason that you meet someone. And so after you met them, and I feel like after your journey is finished, sometimes people feel like it's hard to let go. And they say people are with you for a season or for a reason. And I believe in that. And I feel like some people need to learn to let go after that person's reason is fulfilled in their lives. And a lot of people won't let go. They tend to hold on to people that's no longer needed in their life, and that makes their life harder. So I don't know if anybody else on the line understands what I'm saying. I have a couple of new callers. Hello, caller 3797 and 5441. Can you all say hello on tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, how are you all?
I'm doing fine.
Can you introduce yourself to the Street Talk listeners?
My name is Josh.
Hi, Josh. How are you on tonight?
I'm okay.
Very okay.
Blessed.
caller at 5441. How are you on tonight? Oh, okay. How are you? You say you're fine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I was talking about people meeting people for seasons and reasons, and so how it's hard for people to let go sometimes. Sometimes people don't want to let go of the people that they're only meeting for seasons. And they feel like they got to hold on to a person that's not supposed to be held on to. And that's why people go through struggles and strife when they won't let go. You know, because if something is not within God's will for it to happen for you or for that person to be with you, I feel like you're supposed to let go of that person and move forward with your life, you know. And that's why some people struggle with relationships and friendships and stuff like that, because sometimes you just meet people for reasons and seasons. Do y'all believe in that? I don't know what y'all output on it is, and that's why we're having a street talk on tonight. What do y'all think about
I believe in it quite strongly, because you never know when you sense it's time to be over with the person you come in conversation with, because sometimes it's not meant for a long time. Probably just there for that moment in time. You never know. You never know. Like, the conversation I have might be the last conversation I ever have, or it might continue. You never know.
Okay, you say you never know what a person's reason is for meeting. I didn't understand what you said.
You never know what's the person's reason for you meeting. Like, it's probably just for that time period, or for like 30 minutes, maybe even two. But it's all the reason for you meeting a person based upon the conversation you have with them.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like everybody that you come into contact with in your life is for a reason. We all know that. But I'm saying some people try to make the reason more than what it is. Like relationship-wise, some people tend to make people feel like they're supposed to be with them, and they're not. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes people are meant to be together, and that's why, you know, they say if you leave somebody alone and they come back, then it's meant for you. Not necessarily. They may just come back as a lease or something like that, because sometimes people tend to hold on to stuff that's not even meant for them. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make stuff work. Have you ever met anybody that try to make something work, no matter what it is? Like, I know we all guilty of trying to make something work, you know.
I done been in that type of relationship before.
You done been in that type of relationship before?
Yes. Yes, I have. Done try to make it work off, like, done try it. Never worked out.
That's
just
what I'm
got
saying.
Tired
can you share, like, can you share with us, like, your experience? Like, what was that like to, like, try to, like, when you're in a relationship, it feels like it's worn out as
like,
well, from, like, people that come up your head.
It's like,
go ahead and share.
You try to do anything in your power to make the relationship work. Like, do things you don't normally do to make it work. Like, for instance, dealing with the relationship I was in, off and on, we tried to make it work, just tried constantly. We couldn't stand each other because of the argument. You know, we tried to stop the arguments. We tried to stop all the negative stuff, but it seems like every time we have a conversation, it turns right into an argument. Couldn't take it no more. Neither one of us. So we try one last time to see how it goes. Okay. The conversation went on for like 5 minutes, and you just said we were through. If you make a conversation only 5 minutes to say you're done, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, because sometimes you'll find yourself intertwined with a person for no reason. You know, you just sitting amongst the person, and I mean, that person means you no good. They're not even like, they don't even have your well-being at heart. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, you know, you just there. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
A conversation is null and void. And I mean, if you find yourself in that kind of a relationship, or if you find yourself putting 100% in when everybody, like, that's just like if you're in a relationship and you're putting your 100% in, and that other person is not putting their 100% in, and then it's just like people tend to notice things like that. Like, I don't know, like, if other people would like to share that kind of information, but like, have you ever been with someone or around like a friend, and then you're trying your best to talk to them and try to make sure that they're okay, and they're not attentive to you the way that you're attentive to them. That's the same way like when a mother is attentive to her child. You know what I'm saying? You have that motherly instinct. You know, when you're a friend, you have that friendship instinct. What do you think about that?
If you're talking about in that manner, it's like you're saying, like in the Bible it said, dealing with your spouse, you'll know what's wrong with them because they are your real. Taking you speaking, that's how you're saying it,
okay.
I believe.
Okay, say it again. I'm sorry. I missed it.
Theologically speaking, like it says in the Bible, dealing with your companion, they're your ribs, like bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. It's like you saying it like that. Person's your rib, you'll know what when they're feeling sad, when they're feeling down. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like kind of. I wouldn't, like, that's metaphorically speaking. I'm not saying it in that, it, like, such a deep manner, but, like, what I'm saying, like, if something is done and it's true, you know, it's finished. You can't make something out of nothing, you know? And, I mean, even if you try to, you know, we would like to try to, but, like, even if you try to, sometimes it's not worth it. It depends, you know, that's just like outweighing your good and your bad. You're trying to make sure that things are working the right way, you know, instead of all bad. You know, if you're good, outweighs your bad in a relationship, I say go for it. But if your good don't outweigh your bad, then I say just give up on it and just leave it alone, you know. And we find that nowadays that people will tend to struggle and struggle and struggle. Like, we meet new people every day. Men call women different names when they meet new people, you know what I'm saying? But men go out and they cheat a lot, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about, like, you know what I'm saying, like real relationship stuff, you know what I'm saying? Men go out, they cheat, they do different things, you know. Women go out, we cheat, we do different things. But, like, a woman is people scar a woman more than they will a man, I feel, when she goes out and she does something like in a relationship. You know, if a woman is in a relationship with somebody, she go out and she do something, I feel like people scar a woman more, scoring a woman more, like they judge her more than they do a guy when a guy is going and cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's your comment on that? I have another caller at 5807. Say hello on tonight. How are you? Can y'all hear her?
I can barely hear her. Just an inch.
You can barely hear her? Hold on just one second. Hold on just one second.
It was
desperate. Okay, hold on.
Okay,
sure. Okay, you can go ahead and speak. you said you're putting your all into a relationship and you're not getting the picture back. Okay. Do you hear her, Josh?
Yes, I hear her now.
Yeah, she's saying that in her relationship, she's putting her all into it, and she feels like she's not getting that extra, you know, percentage back in her relationship. What advice would you give her as a male point of view? Like, give us more information on what you're saying.
Okay, well, when it comes down to it. When it comes down to a male point of view, from a male point of view, like dealing with that, it's like you putting your all into the relationship with the female, and the female keeps bringing you down. So you giving them 100%, but they only giving you 20. You getting anything and everything they want, but they keep throwing it back in your face like it's nothing. That's not right. You should just move on before you get yourself hurt. Like, every person has a heart, and it can be broken in an instant. And male point of view, when it comes down to a female hurting a man, it's like their biggest nightmare. If a man loves, if a male loves the female, like, to the point where they want to marry him, and the female just steps all over their heart, not supposed to, a male should not be with a female like that. Because that's going to crush the man. The man might even do something that crazy. Like crazy enough to do. I'm just saying. When a man loves hard, they love hard. They don't love just to say, some men say, I love you just for affection. There's some men out there that say, I love you, and they really mean it. They don't try to play with women's emotions. They beat them type men if they get hurt the most.
Again, but when women love, they love hard too. I mean, I'm putting my all in. Well, I get what you said. Both of y'all are making some statements that are true. I mean, when you love somebody, you want to love them wholeheartedly. And the Bible is teaching you to love wholeheartedly. And it's unfair in a relationship when one person is putting their all into it and the other person is not putting any care into a period. And like you said, Josh, you said that when a man loves, he may want to marry that woman, and that woman may not want to marry him. And I mean, that's hard fulfilling, because I mean, that woman, that man may at that point turn into a bad guy because he's trying to love this woman and she's not loving him wholeheartedly, you know what I'm saying? And so that'll make him bitter for the next woman. And that may be what's going on in your relationship too, Ms. Poole, because, I mean, has that man had any other relationships where he's, like, what is his situation? Like, have he talked to you about his situation? Like, have he told you anything about his past situation? Because that might be the reason why he's not putting his all into your relationship. Go ahead and share. Tell us a little bit more about it so that we can give you some feedback on it. You have to actually tell us what you're saying so we can understand what's going on, so that we can give you the feedback on it. So you said, can y'all hear her?
Yeah.
So you're saying that he's having, cause like the other lady that he was with had like a secret relationship.
Yeah.
And so now with him coming into the relationship with you, it's probably harder for him to trust you. You know what I'm saying? It's like a trust issue when it comes to him and you, and you're not the person that did it to him. So that's kind of heartbreaking, because now you're not getting the whole part of him that you're due. You know what I'm saying? you actually do the whole part of him, but since he's been hurt before, he may be taking it, you know, taking more and more time to be the person that you need him to be, you know. And that's like a scorned man. You know, women are scorned and men are scorned after breakups, you know what I'm saying? Because you go through changes, you know what I'm saying? And to get back to yourself, it's harder to trust the next person, you know. And but everybody don't want the other person to be that way. But, I mean, the facts are that people are that way. People are not just saying, hey, I'm going to go ahead and just move forward and just give this person my all. I'm going to put my all into this person. You know what I'm saying? Some people are saying, I mean, they may say that, but then they do a totally opposite thing. And, you know, that's not cool on your behalf because it's like you're getting the short end of the stick. Do y'all get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What would you tell her, like, what would you say to her in this instance?
Honestly, I wouldn't be able to say anything because I kind of been through the same thing, so I have no comeback for that one. Dealing with a female, that is.
What did you say? Did you hear him, Pooh? Did you hear him? Did you hear what he said? He said, can you repeat that?
I said, honestly, I can't really say anything now because you're making me think about the whole situation, and I'm trying to think of the right words to say. Really making me think hard.
Yeah. I understand that. So with that being said, I don't know. I do know, like, what would you like to go on in your relationship? Like, what would you like for your male partner to do better? You know, like, what would you like for him to do with you?
Communication.
Better communication. Yeah, I think that if y'all both communicate more, like if y'all talk, like do you tell him, like do you ask him, do you sit down and ask him to talk to you? Like do you actually tell him these things that's bothering you? Okay. So what does he say? Like, when you're telling him that, what does he say? What is his input on you want more? Oh, he brushed you off.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people going through that right now. When a person is being selfish in a relationship, that's one of the things that we spoke about previously on one of our shows. When you're in a relationship, you can't be selfish because you're not the only person in that relationship. It's more than you in that relationship. It's three people in one relationship. It's God and both of the people. You know what I'm saying? And if God is in the relationship will work. But if a person is being selfish, that's not a relationship, period. You know? Do you understand what I'm saying? You do? Josh, do you understand what I'm saying, too? Like, maybe in your relationship as well, you said that in your relationship, you're one of the people that may fall in love with the people and they don't love you back. Is that what you're saying?
Well, in my relationship before the relationship I'm in now, yeah, that's how it was. I gave him my all, but it felt like it wasn't enough, so I had to walk away from it. Even though it hurt the most, I had to walk away.
And when you walked away, like, how did that make you feel? I mean, I know that hurt the other person, but how did it make you feel as well? Like, how did How did you feel like having to walk away from somebody that you actually loved and cared about?
It felt like a part of me had died inside, but I had to walk away from the subject so it can teach me how to really treat a woman, because for the simple reason, in that relationship, we might have argued a lot, but when it come down and we on the same terms and the same agreement, everything was smooth. I have no regrets on that. Only regrets I have is the argument, and most of the arguments was pointless over petty stuff. In every relationship, my mama, my mother always told me communication, and always if you communicate with your spouse, nothing will go wrong. The day it comes, or if anything pops up in one of the people's lives, like dealing with a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, you always supposed to talk it over with them. Even though one your boyfriend might not like it or not, you still keeping them in the loop of things. And to me, in her situation, if he's brushing her off and he's not trying to listen, that's messed up in my book, because when it comes down to your female coming to you, it's like they trying to let you know what's going on and you're not trying to listen. So basically, if something happened because you wasn't there, your mind wasn't there to listen to your woman. And your woman told you this was going on. But when it comes down to it, you get mad for no reason. You get mad for no reason if she already tried to tell you. That's like one of the arguments we had. I get mad for no reason because she done tried to tell me and I wasn't listening.
You said she tried to tell you and you wasn't listening?
Nope. I wasn't listening. I was doing my own thing.
So you was the one that was doing your own thing in this relationship then. So it was like, so you wasn't listening in your relationship.
No, honestly, I wasn't. I wasn't listening. I was too busy in my phone on Facebook talking to other females. Because it felt like to me that she was cheating, so I was on my good feelings. She cheating on me, I'm finna cheat on her, finna do her the same way she do me, which I was wrong.
Okay, this is in your new relationship.
No, that was in my old relationship. In this relationship, we have no argument. If something need to be said, we say it then, and we get it over with, and we get to the bottom of it, and see to it. In this relationship, there's no arguments, no fussing, no nothing. If I got something to say and I'm feeling some type of way, I let it be known. Like I tell her, if you got a problem, let it be known, and we can get down to the bottom. We both came into the relationship saying we tired of arguments, we tired of having anger and temper stories with one another. We said, cool, we're not going to have this in this relationship. And we don't. We talk, have on-the-go conversation, keep it coming. We have a problem with anything, we sit there and consult with our third party, which is God. We sit there and pray about it. Then we go on about our day.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You're supposed to always keep in, you're supposed to always talk to God about your relationship, and you're supposed to let other people know. Well, you're supposed to let the third party know that, well, your mate, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to keep in mind that you do have a mate, and you're supposed to put God first in anything that you do with any relationship that you have. So I applaud you in your, well, putting God as a part of your relationship, period, because a lot of people don't. You know, that's a plus. That's really a plus. Share with me a little more about the relationship.
You talking about me?
Yes, you.
Well, in my relationship now, we don't argue at all. When we tend to argue, we stop ourselves, we figure out the problem, get to the problem. And when we get down to the problem, we discuss it, like a math problem. We divide the causes of the problem. Then we subtract everything else that's dealing with the problem. Then we come back to square one. And when we come back to square one, we add God into it, and then we pray about the situation. It can be over the smallest thing. As long as you keep, as long as we kept God into our situation, into our problem, without the cussing, without all the other shenanigans, still straight. Just that, like, now, we haven't argued ever since we done got into this relationship. Not once. We might act like we're finna get into an argument, but we really don't. Hello?
Yeah, I heard what you were saying. I was trying to take my phone off of mute so that I can answer you. So that you can hear what I was saying. I feel like that's good. A healthy relationship. It sounds like you have a healthy relationship this time, and I hope that everything works out good for you, because you sound like you're a very intelligent young man, and all people need in their life is somebody that cares about them and loves them and wants to put that same attentiveness, you know, in that with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in life is different. You know what I'm saying? And every different relationship, every different person is unique. And so when you're dealing with somebody else, like it's that certain uniqueness that's in a relationship that help each other, you know, where you all can help each other. You know what I'm saying? And it feels good to have somebody that you can actually talk to, that, you know what I'm saying, that you can just talk to, you know, and be there for and actually be honest with and caring with, you know. And you can share your feelings and your lifelong goals and all that kind of stuff with, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if everybody else on the phone agrees with me or not, but, I mean, I feel like that's something that's beautiful. Do you agree with me, Ms. Pooh?
Yeah, I do.
What about you, Anonymous?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay. Well, do y'all have anything else that y'all would like to talk about on today?
No, ma'am.
That sounds like a Cadillac. Yeah, that is a Cadillac horn. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said that sounds like a Cadillac horn. And I wanted to say it's not hard to get rid of people, because I get rid of quick.
You say you get rid of people real quick.
Yeah.
I can feel you on that, because I'm doing the same thing. Sometimes you can just look at a female or men and be like, I don't like their vibe. This means.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to get rid of people when they're not meaning you no good. But, I mean, if the person is meaning you some good, you don't get rid of them, you know? You know, let you go.
Now, you were talking about people like, hey, I don't want to get rid of people. That's weird, because I'd be glad to let them know for the day.
Hey, we don't cuss on street talk. That's what we don't do. We don't cuss on street talk. We don't use profanity. But I understand what you're saying. You said it'd be easy for you to let somebody go. It sounds like people have different feelings and different emotions. You sound like you're not a very emotional person when it comes to relationship. Do you have a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah. So are you
cold heart?
You have what?
A cold heart.
Why would you say you have a cold heart? Cause do you mind sharing with us what cold heart is?
I'm thinking it is. You don't fall in love easy and stuff like that.
I mean, that's not having a cold heart. That might be being cautious when it comes to a relationship. But like a cold-hearted person is somebody that does not care about many things and does not take into consideration of other people's feelings and things of that nature. I mean, are you that kind of a person?
Nah, you know that song where they said, "What kind of? It's a cold heart." It's it ain't what you talking about.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure a couple of the callers would like to know as well. Like when you like you say, it's easy for you to let a person go. If you're in love with a person and you care about a person, why would you want to let them go? Like
Well, I think I can answer that question.
I don't even see how people fall in love with people. I mean, like, just, you know, with just fall in love. I really don't. How you just do that and get so how do you just get so attached to someone to where you don't want them to go? I understand the love part, but how you going to fall in love that hard? I mean, you know, like you were saying, people love hard. So, yeah, I don't get that.
Okay. It's other people on the phone. Can y'all answer that for or, like, share some input? Like, he's asking questions.
Well, no. Dealing with relationship-wise, if you don't been in a couple of them, and when it come down to it, out of all the relationships, you don't been hurt, it's going to tend to be like you're cold-hearted. It's like you have no feelings when it comes down to another relationship, because it's like, oh, I'm done. Don't need it. Because I know once I get in this relationship, you will try to have some way to hurt me, and I don't got time for that. That's basically the point.
Just straight, don't give up.
Don't have time for the man.
The other folks like that. I just don't see it, but it is what it is.
I don't get what you're saying when you say, it is what it is. Like, you, like, I don't know. You can be in love with a person. You can be in love with a person. I mean, love. God is love, first of all. So, when we're talking about love, a romance situation, like, why wouldn't you fall in love with a person that you care about?
Okay.
That's what it's all about.
friendship wise or any type of wise, any kind. Not only romance, I just don't see how people do it. Like, you can get a homegirl and then you hate to stop being your homegirl because she likes you. I don't get it.
You talking about girls and girls, or you talking about
boys and girls? Girls, boys and girls. I don't love it. I just don't get none of it.
No.
How can you?
I mean,
you can't get. I mean, how can you get a like this?
I mean, friendship wise, you're supposed to love your friends. You're supposed to love your friends and your family anyway. But I mean, I don't understand the little bit you're speaking about. I'm not so clear on that, and I don't know. But when it comes to like relationship wise, male and female. I can see how you would want to develop a bond with somebody. I mean, that's what it's all set up for. A man is supposed to find himself a wife. It says in the Bible, a man who finds himself a wife finds himself a good thing. And I mean, that way, you know, a man falls in love with a woman, and a woman's supposed to fall in love with a man. They're supposed to get married and make kids and stuff. You know, that's what it was all set up to be. You know what I'm saying? And in the Bible, it teaches to love thy neighbor. And stuff like that, it tells you to love. All throughout the Bible, it tells you to love. So, I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't know how to love. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people try to hide the fact that they're in love a lot, you know, or try to hide their feelings. And like we were talking about earlier, that could be a part of being selfish a little bit, you know. Maybe you don't want to, maybe you're scared to fall in love, or maybe you've had a love before and don't know what love really feels like. So maybe you've loved before somebody hurt you in. So you don't want
I thought y'all was talking about getting attached to people and with love, not wanting getting away from folks. Ain't that what y'all was talking about? Getting
too attached. We were talking about getting too attached, but we were talking about everybody in, like some people are in your life for a season, and sometimes people don't know how to detach when their season is up. They don't want to let go. And you have to learn to let go if it's not meant for you. If it's not supposed to be that person, it's not supposed to be. And so, I mean, with that being said, you're supposed to know how to let go when it's time to let go. And when your time, like, we were talking about, like, you with somebody and you feel like your time is up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, been around that person long enough, or you've been in a relationship with a person so long to where their relationship is played out. And but I mean, sometimes people try to rekindle their love by renewing vows and stuff like that. You know, sometimes the relationship is worth saving if you can save it. But I mean, sometimes you have to let it go. But I mean, you don't want to give up on something so easy once you put your all into it. You know, because that's kind of heartfelt to give up on something after you put your all into it. It's just like being in a relationship for 20-some years, and then all of a sudden you just find out your mate is cheating on you, and then you have to leave them. You know, that's hard feeling, you know. And that don't only affect you, that affect everybody around you, you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, it makes no sense. Do anybody on the phone understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm understanding. I can't say nothing because she's hitting everything on the top, off the muscle. I'm feeling it.
You said you feel it.
Yeah, I feel what she's saying.
Yeah, so what is your input on it?
Like, targeted.
Okay. Anonymous, go ahead. Tell us what you're saying. Cause I mean, you making some good points. I wanna understand what you're saying. You making some good points.
Oh, I said I'm like Snoop Doggy Dogg on the phone.
Oh, ma'am. I And I understand Snoop Dogg and Dolph don't love some people. But I'm saying, like, in no form of your life you haven't felt, how old is like, in no form of your life you haven't felt no love for nobody unconditionally?
Ma'am, I didn't touch, ma'am. I said, whoa.
That's fine.
I'm in love now, but I ain't attached. You say people that hate to let go. I don't hate to let go. I let go of love and everything else.
Okay, well, share with us why is it so easy for you? Why is it so easy for you to let go?
Love is a mind thing. We love everybody. I mean, I love my neighbors. I love friends. I love family. I love everybody. Just for me to get mentally in love with somebody, that comes from the brain. And my brain not telling me to do that. So, I mean, not get attached to somebody to where I'm just like married type stuff. But if marriage, yeah, if you're not getting married, I don't feel like it's good to get attached to anybody mentally like that because, you know, really it's going to be on to the next if you don't have those bubbly gut feelings about them.
You said bubbly gut feelings?
Yeah, you know, marriage. If you don't feel like you're going to get married to the person, like, you know, they say person you getting married to, you gonna feel some type of way. Since you've been dating, I'm 34. Since I've been dating so many years, I feel like any dude I meet, I shouldn't just fall in love with him. You see what I'm saying? That's a mind thing. Falling in love is come from your mind. I mean, it be in your heart because your mind done told you to do that. You feel? But due to the fact that when you dating, you don't, and you know you're not going to marry this person, it ain't no need to fall in love. Just live life and you know, enjoy. But being in this mental state that I'm really in love with this person, I'm infatuated and I can't let go, that's not a thing. That's something like an infatuation. That's what I would say. I'm infatuated with the person. I wouldn't say I'm in love with them because that would be a lie.
Okay, I get what you're saying. You're saying basically you can let go easy because it's a mind thing, duh. It's got to be a mind thing. If you're in love is what you, a relationship is what you make of it. And I mean, I understand that it's a mind thing and that anybody can let go. But I'm saying, like, would you want somebody to?
Y'all said earlier, anybody can't let go. Y'all said that. You be still attached. You see what I'm saying? It's And that attachment be sex.
You say that attachment be sex?
Yeah, it don't be love. It be sex. That's with everybody. I ain't lying. That's what Mexicans call love. Go tell a Mexican you love them. They going to get a condom. They ready for love. You see what I'm saying? That's what Mexicans call love. Sex. It don't come from the heart.
A Mexican call love sex.
Yeah, when they go tell a Mexican you love them, they're gonna be ready to screw. Especially the ones that don't speak English. That's what they call love sex.
Wow. I get what you're saying. They call love sex because they don't understand what they're saying. Uh,
Wow, that's interesting. That's very interesting, but I understand that everybody do different things, but I mean, we all know that love is not just sex. Love is God is love. It's not sex, you know. It is an emotion, you know. It's something that you feel, but it's not just sex. Sex is sex. That's a physical contact. That's not love. You can have sex without love. I mean, you fall in love after having sex. That's what you're having sex. That's what you're supposed to have sex for. You know, after you get married and stuff like that. It was initially set up for you to have to get married before you have sex. You know, it didn't tell you to go have sex first and then you know, then get married. It told you to fall in love. It told you to fall in love, get married, and then have sex. You know, and if people would do that the right way, then more relationships will work. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it was naturally set to be done. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Anybody else agree with me, disagree? It's a lot of callers online. Callers, hello?
Oh, no.
Caller at 3797. Josh, do you want to say something? I guess the callers hung up.
No, I didn't hang up. I'm sitting here listening. I have nothing else to say because everybody hit everything on point.
What? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said what I was going to say, the young lady said everything on point, but I was trying to say.
You were supposed to say that love was sex?
Nah, love, basically, what I was trying to say, she summed it up, basically, because love is a personally a two-way street. Sex is just sex and everything else on the above. You can have sex with somebody and have no feelings. Trust me, I know. I done did it a couple of times. Have no feelings whatsoever. No strings attached, literally.
I mean, when you have sex is just what it is. That's what I'm saying. Sex is what it is. You telling me that you believe sex is love?
Well, for some people, that's what they're gonna think. I ain't gonna lie. Some people would think that, but I'm not saying that I think that. Love is love. Sex is sex. When you make love, it's time you basically making a baby. Sex is just I'm finna bust a nut like a porn.
Wow.
We're missing Anonymous,
I think you're talking about the messages that don't speak English. So when you're talking to them about the gitchy, they tend to say that, you know, but they don't speak English well, so they don't understand what you're saying. So, yeah, you may say, let's make love or something like that, and then they know what you're talking about. I get what you're saying, but I'm thinking that's when they're trying to have sex with a person that they don't know how to.
They're trying to have sex.
I have a caller at 357. How are you, caller?
All right. I was asleep. I'm all right now.
Oh, okay. Hey, Peaches. I think you missed the hot commodity. We're talking about love, and Anonymous said that love is just sex. You said the Mexican people call sex love. So that's all love is. Love is just sex. So, I mean, what do you think about that?
No, I don't know.
Blog Talk Radio.
you all for calling Street Talk on tonight. I'm your host, Ms. Reddy. You can catch us every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Thank you all for calling. Thanks.